Thanks one and all for tuning into another podcast pack. To get the most out of this pack, make sure to save it by hitting the little heart button. And if you haven't already, click the link in the podcast pack description so you can subscribe and get these delivered to your inbox every other week. By most estimates, 99.5% of the world's population doesn't know how to code. And by my estimates, 100% of the world's population would be better off if they did. Writing code is a superpower. It enables software developers to translate human creativity into solutions to our biggest problems. Now, if you're in the 99.5%, don't worry. You too can now be a superhero. Thanks to a rush of new companies enabling visual programming, think clicking, dragging, and dropping, it's easier than ever to build software without knowing how to code. You'll hear this movement referred to as low code, no code. Now, this basic premise isn't exactly new. Simple website creation tools have been around for decades. And speaking of, this podcast pack is brought to you by Squarespace, the easiest way to make a website. Just go ahead and use code PODCASTPACKS for 10% off. Okay, yeah, fine. I don't have any sponsors yet, but cut me some slack. We're only three packs in here. So back to it. If this stuff's been around forever, what's changed? What's made this whole low-code, no-code thing buzzy enough that I decided it was worthy of a podcast pack? I think it's a couple things. The first is that the creator mindset has become so prevalent that it's crossed over into work. Platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and Roblox have embedded digital creation into the very fabric of our society. And the result is that there's an increasingly entrepreneurial, digitally savvy workforce out there who's eager to build solutions to their problems instead of using software that someone else has built. And naturally, there's a bevy of new tools rising to meet this need. The second thing is the emergence of what I call backend in a box tools, as well as just increased interoperability between software more broadly. And these two things have enabled full stack drag and drop development. Now, if you glossed over when I said full stack, it means combining backend and front-end software development. And put really simply, front-end refers to the user interaction layer of software. So the websites or apps that you're actually tapping or clicking every day. While the backend refers to everything under the hood. So the pipes that are gathering data from various sources, organizing it into a database, and sending it out upon request. Now, early website builders allowed anyone to build a templatized landing page, but provided little ability to easily collect and manage data. What's more, it was nearly impossible to transfer data between applications because they were stored locally on a computer. Shout out to those CDs that you used to use to install software. Today, the world looks really different. You can seamlessly collect data via a custom front-end interface. You can store it and organize it in a really familiar Google Sheets-style hub, and then you can pipe it out to Slack, email, or really wherever else you please, all with a few clicks. In this pack, you'll hear from four founders on the front lines of this low-code, no-code movement. Howie Liu of Airtable, Vlad McDonald of Webflow, Emmanuel Strashnov of Bubble, and Wade Foster of Zapier. I'm a huge fan of all of these companies. Using their tools, I've built software to help me furnish my apartment, save my houseplants from certain death, and become a better manager, all with little to no code. So here's hoping their stories inspire you to go out and build something too. Enjoy.